Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
He said, what you do when lust comes, you run away from it. And we know that's exactly what Joseph did. And every day the wife of the person he worked for came by and enticed him to sleep with him. And every day he said no, until finally she grabbed Joseph and Joseph ran. So in the Bible, you see almost a continuing pattern of the way to escape and flee lust is exactly that. It is to flee, it is to run.
The truth is, a strong couple runs from temptation. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins a message called Thou Shalt Flee Temptation, Online or Otherwise. He'll open God's Word and shares how to protect your marriage by fleeing temptation. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, we want to share with you what it takes to build a successful and fulfilling marriage by sending you Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Perfect for long-time couples or young marrieds or even soon-to-be marrieds, this engaging resource can help revive a struggling marriage or make a great relationship even better. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy when you give and discover God's design for how to make your marriage incredible. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Thou Shalt Flee Temptation, Online or Otherwise.
Young Timothy was having a problem with lust. The Apostle Paul wrote him a letter and he said, Timothy, flee youthful lust. He said, what you do when lust comes, you run away from it. And we know that's exactly what Joseph did. The Bible tells us that day after day he was around Mrs. Potiphar, and she was Miss Egypt in 02, a knockout, man, a beauty queen. And every day the wife of the person he worked for came by and enticed him to sleep with him. And every day he said no, until finally she grabbed Joseph and Joseph ran. So in the Bible, you see almost a continuing pattern of the way to escape and flee lust is exactly that. It is to flee, it is to run. And we read our scripture today. What if David, as he walked out on that patio, he couldn't sleep. All the other individuals of that day, all the men had gone off to war, but David. You can see a picture of depression here and despondency and boredom in his life. David the king, he did not go off to war. Instead, he stayed home and he awakened, walked out on the balcony, and he looked, and there was a beautiful woman, his neighbor's wife, taking a shower. The Bible tells us in the graphic story how he sent for her and slept with her, and she came with the news, I am pregnant. And I thought about that. There is David looking with lustful stares at someone of the opposite sex. What is the equivalent of that today? We could talk about all of the men bars that are all around us where we are. You could talk about all these places where businessmen supposedly go to entertain out-of-town guests. That's always the rationale that's used. But I'll tell you something more deadly than that. And that's where the title comes from. Thou shalt flee temptation online and otherwise. Last year, the gross revenue for paid for content off the internet in America was 1.5 $4 billion. $966 million of that $1.4 billion was XXX rated for adults only. This means, ladies and gentlemen, that 69% of everything that's paid for, that's taken off the internet, is XXX rated. It is this generation's equivalent of David peeping and watching this beautiful woman take a shower. I received a letter 3 weeks ago from a man I'd known for over 15 years. He lives in Florida. In a typewritten letter of several pages, he described to me what he had been going through. He said he was sexually frustrated in his marriage with his wife, having problems communicating with his children. He spent a lot of time on the internet. Before long, he was in those adult chat rooms. Before long, he was involved in all aspects of pornographic material. Before long, he was talking to another woman who lived in another state who was going through a difficult time in her marriage. And before long, in the give and take of conversation, they arranged to meet one another. They had an affair. He ended up divorcing his wife and leaving his wife and children. She ended up divorcing her husband, leaving her wife and children, and they met and they got married, and they've been married for several months. And he writes to me and says, "But I know I have missed God and missed Jesus Christ. What would you advise me to do? I want to get back right with God." Another couple in South Carolina. I remember when they got married and the wedding bells had hardly stopped sounding before she felt that she needed a car like he did. And so they bought a second car. And before long, they said, "You know, our friends have a new house in this subdivision." And they went out and financed and worked out a banking loan and bought a house in a subdivision. Then they bought a refrigerator and a washer and a dryer. And you know the rest of the story. And they had to go off in spring break. And in 2 or 3 years, they were over their head in debt. So they went to the bank and consolidated all their debts. They began to make those payments, but the payments kept piling up. They kept charging things. And before long, this young couple went into bankruptcy. And before long, she left him saying, "I don't think I can live with someone who is always battling with money." And today they're divorced. Florida, South Carolina. Two couples, both of them divorced. And I would guess if you looked on those divorce certificates, it said reason for divorce, you'd find one word, incompatibility. Isn't that what's used normally? You know, incompatibility. And that is used in the sense, you know, we just don't get along with one another. But I submit to you that the reason for the divorce of the South Carolina couple and the Florida couple, it was incompatibility, but I want to coin a new phrase here. It was income and patibility. The couple in South Carolina, she felt he didn't have enough income. And the guy I knew in Florida felt like his wife didn't have enough patibility. And the reason for these two divorces was money and sex, money and sex. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? You trace and study divorce across America, and that represents 40 to 50% of the adult people who are present this morning, and you'll say, yes, it goes back to money, and yes, it goes back to sex. These are the two big reasons. And you put there incompatibility. Sometimes there's not enough income, so they think, and sometimes there's not enough patibility, sexual understanding, communication, so they think. Let's look back and look at the money question. And some would say, boy, if we just had more money. J. Paul Getty, familiar name, when he died, his estate was worth over $4 billion. $4 billion. And in his autobiography, which was reported in the LA Times, Mr. Getty said, "I was never envious of anybody except somebody who had a successful marriage." He said, "I was married 5 times, divorced 5 times, and I had 5 failures. And he could have added, "Every one of his children, Their life is a story of unbelievable tragedy and pain.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, we want to make sure you know how to get your copy of Dr. Young's book, The Ten Commandments of Marriage. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get The Ten Commandments of Marriage when you give and discover God's design for how to have a healthy and fulfilling marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
A lot of people have the idea that everything I have, you know, the tithe, God owns 10% and I own 90%.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now more of Dr. Ed Young's message, Thou Shalt Flee Temptation, online or otherwise.
The problem is so many of us do not understand money. And to help us to understand money, I want to talk about two words. And the first word is the word stewardship. A lot of people have the idea that everything I have, you know, the tithe, God owns 10% and I own 90%. That's not the way it is. Everything you have, everything I have, God owns it all. And the concept of stewardship is that God entrusts us with these funds, with this property, with this portfolio, with what we have, great or small, and we are to be trustees of it because He owns it all. But we've got that all mixed up because we have put the grasping and the acquisition of stuff ahead even of God. I read this from some commentator wrote about Mr. and Mrs. Thing. Mr. and Mrs. Thing are a very pleasant and successful couple. At least that's the verdict of most people who tend to measure success with a thingometer. And when the thingometer is put to work in the life of Mr. and Mrs. Thing, the result is startling. There he is sitting down on a luxurious and very expensive thing, almost hidden by the large number of other things, things to sit on, things to sit at, things to cook on, things to eat from, all shiny and new, things. Things to wash with, things to clean with, things to clean, things to wash, things to amuse, things to give pleasure, things to watch, things to play, things for the long hot summer, things for the short cold winter, things for the big thing in which they live, things for the garden, things for the lounge, things for the kitchen, things for the bedroom, things on four wheels, things on two wheels, things to put on top of the four wheels, things to pull the four wheels, things to add to the interior of the thing on four wheels, and you give to charitable things, to university things, to political things, and you receive plaques and applause and recognition in the world of things. Things, there in the middle are Mr. and Mrs. Thing. Smiling, pleased with themselves, thinking of more things to add to their collection. Security is a castle of things. But I've got news for Mr. Thing. One day you're going to die. And they're going to put you in a box, and in that box is going to be one thing. It's you. What does the Bible say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His church, God's agenda, the priorities of Jesus Christ, investment in things that last forever. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these other things I will add to you. If families and couples here would get their priorities right and really say, from this day forward, we're going to readjust, reschedule, replan, reprogram. We are not going to make this mistake. We're going to put God's things, God's stuff, God in Jesus Christ, number one. And then as we can handle it, I can tell you, He will add these things to our portfolio. Stewardship, God's ownership, man's partnership. And the other word I want to share with you, if you're struggling in the area of finances and you're married or you're single, is the word budget. Budget. And the budget I like to recommend is called the 10-70-20 budget. Listen to it. You take your total income, and off the top, you give 10% to God, your pledge to God, to Christ. You're putting first things first. That's the first fruits concept. 10% to God. And then you take and you pay all your taxes out of the first part. And then the amount that you have left, you take 10% of that and you save it, you invest it. And you take 70% of that and you live on it. That's your operating expenses, that's your house payments, that's clothes and food, and that's the rest of it. You live on 70%, you take the last 20%, and that's what you pay toward debt. That's the car payment, and that's other debts you may have. 10-70-20 plan. Now, the trick is to live in that 70% in the middle. But if you will take this pattern, if you're single or you're married, I can guarantee you in a handful of years, your life will begin to function. Somebody might say, well, I already have so much debt there. The 20% will not handle my debt. What you do is go and consolidate your debts with a banker if you're employed and you have an income, and get it where that 20% will handle your debt, because the 10-70-20 plan will absolutely work. So if we're having problems in your marriage with money, it's not a question of, oh, we've got too much, or we got too little, or we're about right. You have to go and understand stewardship, and you have to understand budgeting what you receive. But the other problem, what about the sexual problem in marriage? Somebody says, I need a good manual on sexuality in marriage, or my husband or my wife, and we talk about all the give and take in sexuality here. If you want to read a great book on marriage, I've recommended it many, many times, and I don't know if anybody pays any attention. All you have to do is read the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon is a book on marital intimacy. It is a book on sexual intimacy. And guess what? It's in the Bible. Right in the scripture. It tells of Solomon and his wife, Shulamite. The biblical women had strange names, Shulamite. I'm going to call her Kitty. That's much better. So we have Solomon and Kitty there. And that's what Song of Solomon's all about. It's a beautiful thing. And you know what we find out? We find out some principles about lovemaking between married couples. It's right there in the book.
Dr. Ed Young's message, Thou Shalt Flee Temptation, Online or Otherwise, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to encourage you to get your copy of Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Based on Dr. Young's decades of experience helping couples have truly successful marriages, you'll discover God's design for how to infuse your marriage with lifelong passion, commitment, and love. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and others with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy when you give 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yong. You can also sign up for Dr. Yong's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's Dr. Ed Yong to continue his message, Thou Shalt Flee Temptation, online or otherwise.
First one I want to tell you, sexual intimacy takes time. In chapter 1, Solomon is describing Kitty while they're engaged. They've just known each other for a while, and he talks about Kitty from her head up. Okay, that's all he could see. The rest of her body was covered. He talks about her eyes and her nose and her hair and her ears. And he talks about her from her head up, chapter 1. Chapter number 4, they'd been married for a while. They'd been on their honeymoon. They'd come back. Now he talks about Kitty. He talks about her hair and her eyes and her breast. They've had some time together. Chapter 7, they'd been through some crises together and some problems together. They'd been married for a period of time. And in chapter 7, he talks about Kitty from the top of her head, from the bottom of her feet. He has spent time with Kitty, and Kitty has spent time with Solomon. Sexual intimacy takes time. Also, sexual intimacy takes good timing. You read in chapter 5. Solomon one morning was feeling sort of lovey-dovey, and he went into his wife. You know, he made some amorous moves, and Kitty said, "I know it's early. I'm not interested in anything like that." And Solomon, you know, he missed the time. He forgot to look at the sundial and see about Kitty. And so he gets mad, typical male, and he walks away. But an hour or so goes by, and Kitty says, "Boy, you know, I'd like to express love to Solomon myself." And so she goes out looking for him. You say it takes good timing. Also, sexual intimacy takes timely communication. All the way through the book of Psalms, Solomon, read it. Man, he is talking about her. She's talking about him. I mean, they're together. They have their own code words. They're amorous. They're intimate. They're loving. They're like a constant honeymoon. And there's joy and excitement and teasing in their relationship. Read the book. And in marriage, there is a beautiful intimacy, the sacred intimacy that God has given. And we in the church have missed this. On one side of the church, we say nothing goes. The other side of the church, we say everything goes. And somewhere in the middle is the biblical principle of how a husband and wife express love to one another. So sexual intimacy, Song of Solomon tells us, it takes time.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you Dr. Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Maybe your marriage is struggling and you're praying for new life. Maybe your marriage is going great and you're excited for what's ahead. Or maybe you're still waiting to start your journey. Wherever you're at, God wants you to have a successful, fulfilling marriage, and this engaging resource shows you how to follow His game plan. The 10 Commandments of Marriage is our way to say thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy when you give and discover God's design for a winning marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Join us tomorrow as Dr. Yong concludes his message with more proven truth to help protect your marriage from temptation.